Hare Krishna. We are now going to have a recitation from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book. We are studying chapter number 87, Prayers by the Personified Vedas. This is session number 6 of that chapter. This particular section is called Shad Darshana. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There are different kinds of philosophers who have tried to understand the Supreme Source by their mental speculation. There are generally 6 kinds of mental speculators whose speculations are called Shad Darshana. All these philosophers are impersonalists and are known as Mayavadis. Every one of them has tried to establish his own opinion, although they have all later compromised and stated that all opinions lead to the same goal and that every opinion is therefore valid. According to the prayers of the personified Vedas, however, none of them is valid because their process of knowledge is created within the temporary material world. They have all missed the real point that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the Absolute Truth, can be understood only by devotional service. So now we will discuss and we will hear from Srila Prabhupada the different items or the 6 different proponents of the Shad Darshana. One class of philosophers, known as Mimamsakas, represented by sages such as Jaimini, have concluded that everyone should engage in pious activities or prescribed duties, and that such activities will lead one to the highest perfection. But this is contradicted in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says, Te tang bhuktva swargalokam vishalam shine punye martyalokam vishanti evang trayi dharmam Anuprapana Gatagatang Kama Kama Labante. By pious activities, one may be elevated to the heavenly planets. But as soon as one's accumulation of pious activities is used up, one has to leave the enjoyment of a higher standard of material prosperity in the heavenly planets and immediately come down again to these lower planets, where the duration of life is very short and where the standard of material happiness is of a lower grade. The exact words used in the Bhagavad Gita are shine punye martyalokam vishanti. The conclusion of the Mimamsaka philosophers that pious activities will lead one to the absolute truth is not valid. Although a pure devotee is by nature inclined to pious activities, no one can attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by pious activities alone. Pious activities may purify one of the contamination caused by ignorance and passion, but this purification is automatically obtained by a devotee constantly engaged in hearing the transcendental message of Godhead in the form of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or similar scriptures. From the Bhagavad Gita, we understand Vedeshu Yajneshu Tapasu Chaiva Daneshu Yat Punya Phalang Pradishtam At Yeti Tat Sarvam Idang Viditva Yogi Parang Sthanam Upaiti Chadyam. Even a person who is not up to the standard of pious activities, but who is absolutely engaged in devotional service, is to be considered well situated on the path of spiritual perfection. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogang tang yena mam upayanti te. A person who is engaged in devotional service with love and faith is guided from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord Himself as Paramatma, or the spiritual master sitting within one's heart, gives the devotee exact directions by which he or she may gradually go back to Godhead. The conclusion of the Mimamsaka philosophers is not actually the truth which can lead one to real understanding. Now we go to the second of the Shad Darshanas. Similarly, there are Sankhya philosophers, metaphysicians, or materialistic scientists who study this cosmic manifestation by their invented scientific method and do not recognize the supreme authority of God as the creator of the cosmic manifestation. They wrongly conclude that the reactions of material elements are the original cause of creation. The Bhagavad Gita does not accept this theory. It is clearly stated therein, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetunanena Kaunteya Jagat Vipari Vartate. Behind the cosmic activities is the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This fact is corroborated by the Vedic injunction, Sadva Saumyedam Agra Asit, which means that the origin of the creation existed before the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, the material elements cannot be the cause of material creation. Although the material elements are accepted as immediate causes, the ultimate cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. The Bhagavad Gita says, therefore, that material nature works under the direction of Krishna. The conclusion of the atheistic Sankhya philosophy is that because the effects, namely the phenomena of this material world, are temporary or illusory, the cause is therefore also illusory. The Sankhya philosophers are in favor of voidism, but the actual fact is that the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that this cosmic manifestation is the temporary manifestation of His material energy. When this temporary manifestation is annihilated, its cause, or the eternal existence of the spiritual world, continues as it is. And therefore, the spiritual world is called Sanatan Dham, the eternal abode. The conclusion of the Sankhya philosophers is therefore invalid. Number 3. Then there are the philosophers, headed by Gautama and Kanada. They have minutely studied the cause and effect of the material elements, and have ultimately come to the conclusion that atomic combination is the original cause of creation. Present materialistic scientists and follow in the footsteps of Gautama and Kanada, who propounded this theory of Paramanuvad. This theory, however, cannot be supported, for the original cause of everything is not inert atoms. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as in the Vedas, wherein it is stated, Eko Narayana Asit. Only Narayan existed before the creation. Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedanta Sutra also say that the original cause is sentient and both indirectly and directly cognizant of everything within this creation. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the original cause of everything. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Mattak Sarvam Pravartate. From me, everything comes into existence. Therefore, atoms may form the basic combinations of material existence, but these atoms are generated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, the philosophy of Gautama and Kanada cannot be supported. Number 4. Similarly, impersonalists headed by Ashtavakra and later by Shankaracharya accept the impersonal Brahman effulgence as the cause of everything. According to their theory, the material manifestation is temporary and unreal, whereas the impersonal Brahman effulgence is reality. But this theory cannot be supported either, because the Lord Himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmanohi pratishtaham amritasya vayasya cha shasvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya ikani kasya cha. The Brahman effulgence rests on His personality. It is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita that the Brahman effulgence is the personal bodily rays of Krishna. As such, impersonal Brahman cannot be the original cause of the cosmic manifestation. The original cause is the all-perfect, sentient personality of Godhead, Govinda. Mayavad is the most dangerous theory of the impersonalists. When God comes as an incarnation, they say, He accepts a material body created by the three modes of material nature. This Mayavad theory has been condemned by Lord Chaitanya as most offensive. He has also said that anyone who accepts the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead to be made of material nature commits the greatest offense at the lotus feet of Vishnu. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita also states, Avajanandimang mudha manushing dhanam asritam parambhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. When the personality of Godhead descends in a human form, Only fools and rascals deride him. This actually occurred when Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, and Lord Chaitanya moved within human society as human beings. The personified Vedas condemned the impersonal conception as a gross misrepresentation. In the Brahma Samhita, the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. The Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses a spiritual body, not a material body. He can enjoy anything through any part of his body, and therefore he is omnipotent. The limbs of a material body can perform only a particular function. For example, the hands can only hold but cannot see or hear. But because the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is made of Ananda Chinmaya Rasa and is thus Sachid Ananda Vigraha, he can enjoy anything and do everything with any of his limbs. Acceptance of the spiritual body of the Lord as material is dictated by the tendency to make the Supreme Personality of Godhead equal to the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul has a material body. Therefore, if God also has a material body, then the impersonalistic theory that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities are one and the same can be very easily propagated. Factually, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes, he exhibits not a material body, and thus there is no difference between his childish body when he is lying on the lap of his mother Yashoda and his so-called grown-up body fighting with the demons. In his childhood body, he also fought with demons such as Putana, Trinavarta, and Agasura with strength equal to that which he fought in his youth against demons like Dantavakra and Shishupal. In material life, as soon as a conditioned soul changes his or her body, one forgets everything of one's past body. From the Bhagavad Gita, we understand Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Bahuni me viyati tani janmani charva charjuna tanyahang veda sang vani natvam veda parantapa. Because Krishna has a Sachit Ananda body, he did not forget instructing the sun god about the Bhagavad Gita millions of years ago. The Lord is therefore known as Purushottama because he is transcendental to both material and spiritual existence. That he is the cause of all causes means that he is the cause of the spiritual world and of the material world as well. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is omnipotent and omniscient. Therefore, because a material body can be neither omnipotent nor omniscient, the Lord's body is surely not material. The Mayavad theory that the personality of Godhead comes within this material world with the material body cannot be supported by any means. It can be concluded that all the theories of the materialistic philosophers are generated from temporary illusory existence, like the conclusions in a dream. Such conclusions certainly cannot lead us to the absolute truth. The absolute truth can be realized only through devotional service. As the Lord Himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, only by devotional service can one understand me. Srila Sridhar Swami has composed a nice verse in this regard. He says, My dear Lord, let others engage in false argument and dry speculation, theorizing upon great philosophical theses. Let them loiter in the darkness of ignorance and illusion, falsely enjoying as if very learned scholars, although they are with not knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as far as I am concerned, I wish to be liberated simply by chanting the holy names of the all-beautiful Supreme Personality of Godhead. Madhava, Vamana, Trinayana, Sankarsana, Sripati, and Govinda. Simply by chanting your transcendental names, O Lord Madhupati, let me become free from the contamination of this material existence.